Virginia Decking. May I help you?
Sure, Mike. It's me, Dave, with Local Splash. How you doing today?
Oh, yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hope I'm not bothering you, Mike. Just wanted to follow up with you.
No, not a bother. Let me get the, I'm gonna put you on speaker here.
Okay.
I wanted to, check with you on some things that we have briefly touched on, but I really need some clarification.
Okay.
Trying to get my paper straight.
Of course, I'm going to pull up the email, too. I know you had emailed me with some very specific concerns, so I'll make sure I get that in front of you.
Let's see here. So, your little chart talks about at the top, base product setup fee, one-time, non-refundable, zero.
That's right.
Okay.
I waived that one for you. Well, that one, you qualified for the discounted pricing, so it got waived.
It was already waived. That was part of your initial contact.
That's right.
Local.
Yeah, it was from the very first email.
I didn't hear you. What?
I said that's correct. From the very first email, that was part of the discounted pricing that you had qualified for from the very first time we had spoke. So that one had been waived. Normally, it's a $99 initial setup.
All right. So then you've got the next thing listed is local map programming and maintenance. What is that?
Okay. So the local map section, that's where we keep you programmed every month onto that first page section. So that's a specific algorithm that we keep in place for you.
Say that again.
That's local map programming for the local map section. In the middle of the page to ensure you first page placement, that you don't rotate.
So we're insured first place placement where? On Google?
That's right. On the first page of Google search results for your keywords and phrases within your service area whenever the search is done, right? So that'll be on the local map section.
All right. I need to find my daggone pen. Of course, that's one and all. All right, here we go. So you're saying by the way, how many keywords do I get?
Well, let's go ahead and look that up. Let's see how many keywords we're going to have right here. Virginia Deck and Molly. So the way it's going to work is we're going to use the keywords and phrases for all the services you provide. So depending on how many services you provide is what we're going to have activated for you, right? So what I do is we'll get the services you provide, then we'll run them through our analytics. It'll give us the best keywords and phrases that are being used in your area currently on the network. Then we activate you for those. And then we show you every keyword and phrase that you're listed for on the network within your dashboard. So in your category, meaning obviously it's going to be decking, modeling. Let me see here. I have them all written down.
All right. I'm still writing.
Okay. No worries.
Tell me about Facebook ads. I've never used Facebook, so tell me about them. What do you propose to do with those ads? My son uses the heck out of them. He's awesome with Facebook ads. That's how he's made hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's got a heck of a following.
But understood. And you don't need the following right off the bat. What we do for you is we're going to help build that following. And not only are we going to be able to re-engage with the following we build, but we're going to use new customer acquisition. So what we do is we use what's called retargeted technology. So customers go into Facebook and they will ask for recommendations from their friends. They'll put posts on things and say like, I want to get a new deck built. Any recommendations? And they'll just put posts so their friends can see that. If they're posting things like that within your service area, that they're needing any of the services you're offering, looking for recommendations, if they begin to scroll, your flyer will organically show on their timeline. right? We do that. We're going to market towards your peak service hours as well as your peak services, right? Mm-hmm. So we make sure that we're getting in front of customers in the metal world that are actively looking. So if they're not going to Google, but they're going there, we make sure that you're an option as well. And we're doing that all month long. That's going to be about 400 advertisements to go out.
Tell me about 400 what now?
It's about 400 ads on a monthly basis to go out.
400 ads.
Now, if you are running any promotions for the month or you have anything coming up that you would like promoted, all you do is you fill this in with the details and we put all the flyers together for you and then we'll put it out, right?
All right. Now, who's going to keep track of all this?
Well, that's all going to be in your dashboard. Remember, so you'll be able to see all the traffic you're generating from there, the phone calls you're getting from Facebook. It's going to tell you where your leads are coming from. It's a full comprehensive system. That's one that I sent you the video link of, the tutorial on that dashboard. So
yeah, I haven't seen that. Where's that? A video tutorial?
I sent it to you via email. So if you go back to Threads, and I'll send it to you again right now. No big deal. But it's on the very last email that I sent you. So I had replied to some of the items that we discussed today. I highlighted three of the topics just to kind of clarify those for you. And then I sent another one, and I sent you two quick links. One of them says there's a quick tutorial out of my site website services. And then I also...
I'm sorry. Tell me when you send it so that I can pick that email up. And I'm assuming you sent it to Mike at Pristine Power Wash.
That's right. And it went December 1st, 2025. It's on the same thread.
Well, it's not here yet. I'll look for it.
So if you pull up the thread like that we've been emailing back and forth on, and you scroll all the way to the bottom to the very last email, you'll see there my replies.
Let's look up Gonzalez. David, there it is. It's number one. The very last one?
Yeah, we have a pretty good thread going there. So the last two is where I highlighted a few topics. And like I said, I clarified some of the...
I see the last one has a link for the website editor.
Yep. And then underneath that one, you'll see the where it says, please click on the link to see a video example of our client dashboard and analytics.
No, I wish it did. I don't see. Oh, wait a minute. In addition, here's a quick tutorial of my site services as well as the dashboard services. Okay. Let me click on that.
The second attachment is the dashboard services. So you'll see one link on top. And then you'll see another link right underneath it. One of them says YouTube. The other one says url.localsplash.com.
Yeah. All right. I'll look that up. All right. And then we've got Google verified application fee one time, non-refundable. And that has changed to 125, right?
Yes, sir.
That's a good thing. And then call tracking. Now, does that mean I need to use a different phone number?
No. So the call tracking, so call tracking is going to provide a few features for you, okay? Now, it is going to display a number right online. Now, here's the deal. When it gets called, it goes directly to your phone number, right, to your business line. Now, the reason being is because not only is it going to be able to track your progress and your leads and how many of those you're converting, you're able to tell that, but it's also going to be able to help you block out spam calls, block out phish calls. It's only going to bring in customers that are actually looking for your services. This is the number that Google uses to pair you with those customers through Google Verified, right? Mm-hmm. So that number is tied into the entire system, if that makes sense. Now, it's not advertised. People are not going to see, like, oh, the number. No, they'll still see your phone number, things like that. But when they click on that unique tracking number to make the phone call to you and you're getting routed and paired with that customer, That's when it goes to that number and it transmits through your dashboard and gives you all the information on the customer that you need.
Huh. Okay. Well, we'll see how that works. All right. And then my site, website, we talked about that. By the way, I don't think you ever responded, but let me just put it this way. I've got a, of course, I have my own websites, but what I'd want to do here is to add the pages for the various new services that we're going to offer, like, for instance, new home building or room additions or something. That's not something I've got on my regular website. I'd like to add those to my existing website, but I have right now two websites that are hosted by simplebiz.com, and they charge me, naturally, for that. What I'd really prefer to do would be to, I don't know what the right word is, migrate or get rid of them and just have you guys host it. I think we did talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, we sure did.
And cool. And that way I could save, you know, a little over $100 on each site if I did that. Now, the question is this: how hard is it going to be to migrate it? Because I've tried it in the past, so, and it's a bear.
Yeah, no, we're going to handle that for you. So here's the deal. If you own the domains, you know, those domains are yours, we'll use those same domains. You'll have your website changed over, and it'll be live within 7 to 14 days, right? Now, with the websites, we definitely would want to put them together so we can generate all the traffic to one site, right? Now, we can definitely add in, and I already notated here that we're going to be adding in the new categories that you're going to be offering now, like new home additions, things like that, right? And that's going to be on the website. So we'll do that in galleries. So you'll have a specific gallery for each service that you're offering, right?
Right.
So if it's a decking gallery, I mean, you'll have that one. When you're doing the home additions, we'll have that gallery. Okay. We'll definitely put all those together for you, and that'll be done in 7 to 14 days, and that's not going to be a problem.
You've got your top five most popular directory listings. So I go into Yelp, Bing, Facebook, Google, and Apple.
That's right. And on Apple, you're going to be verified on Apple Maps, because Apple Maps, they work like Google Maps, but it's a completely different network that you'd have to be verified and activated in. We'll take care of that for you. We also take care of Siri.
You've got one of my competitors, I'm trying to remember his name now. What the heck's the name of him? Shoot. And I'd like to see how he looks on Facebook and Yelp and all of that. Let's see here. Let's put in here Fletcher. That's what it is. How does Fletcher look on Yelp, Bing, Facebook, Google, and Apple? Can we look at his ad?
Yeah, give me one sec. Let me see where I'm pulling up here. You're talking about Fletcher Construction?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Let's see what I got. He's out of Stafford, Virginia.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, he's servicing a few areas. Okay. I see his Facebook. I don't think we're helping Fletcher.
You showed him to me on Google Verified.
22404. Yeah, give me 1 second. Might be the wrong picture here that I pulled up. Okay. Now, if I send over, like, it can be a link to, like, the Facebook, right? The only thing is you would need a Facebook account to actually view it, because Facebook's going to require you to log in to actually see it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have a Facebook account.
Okay.
Let me go to that. I never use it, but I have it. Facebook. Log in. Let's see what we got here. Dixon Stamp Concrete. Yeah, it's under facebook.com/virginia.decking.
Fletcher Home. I see him.
Yeah.
It looks like he just paused his Google Verified. So if you'll notice, if you do the search, you're going to find him. Last time we found him at the very top in the sponsored, he had his ads running, right? So he had the Google Verified program on, and now he's got it paused. So you're going to find him still on the first page of the local map section. That's the middle of the page. You'll see him. He's the third recommended company.
You're talking too fast. I'm back on Facebook. What did you need me to do?
Oh, no. I was just kind of highlighting it right now, Fletcher. He paused his Google Verified. So he's still showing in the top three of that local maps in the middle, but like in the sponsored.
How do I get to it?
Just go to a Google search bar.
All right.
And then you Google. Just put remodeling company near me.
All right, hold on. Google search bar. Okay. Now what?
Now you just type in remodeling company near me.
Remodeling, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Remodeling contractors. Probably in Fredericksburg.
Yeah. And you can just put near me and it'll run a radius. And then previously when we ran that same search, we showed Fletcher at the very top in that sponsor. Right? And that's what we're talking about. Well, remember how we talked about the program's manageable. So he went in and opened the dashboard, pushed pause. Now, when you scroll down, you'll see in the middle of the page is that map section. This is the local maps area. You'll notice he's still ranked on that top page. He's number 3 there, right? Because he has that prime visibility no matter what. Even though he's paused, because he's Google Verified company, he will always hold prime visibility in that local map section. Now, if anybody's clicking and calling.
I did remodeling contractors, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
And yeah, so it's going to be the word.
My company, I got sponsored home remodeling contractors, MJK, Fredericksburg number 1 contractor, Virginia Kitchen Bath.
Are you in the top sponsored section, or are you in the local map section in the middle of the page?
Lord knows. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so you should see the map right there on the right-hand side of what you're viewing. If you see the map there, that's the local map section. It'll say places.
Oh, Fletcher's. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I had to go up and click on maps to get it. But yeah, he's got, he's like number one under sponsor.
Yeah, now if you click all, right next to where it says maps, where you just click maps, just click all for me.
All right, hold on. Yeah, all, there it is.
Okay, so now your page is broken into three sections. You're going to see sponsored at the very top. These are your Google verified businesses. You should see two businesses, and then it says show more. Then right underneath that, it says places. This is your local map section. So
places?
Whenever
that's right. What you said, places?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's
yeah,
places.
I see places, but he's not in that. That's my point.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's fine. So what I'm saying, so who do you see right now in places?
Landmark, Preferred, Forte, and Legacy.
Okay. Preferred, Forte, okay. I see why. So I was running a wider search radius. Okay, so let me narrow that down. Okay, so let's take Forte, for example, right? Now, with Forte Construction and Design, this is a Google verified company, right? Right now, you're not going to find him as a sponsored. He has his ads paused, but he still is holding prime visibility in this local map section in the middle. So if anybody calls him and clicks on his website here in this local maps, it's never charged to his budget because he has the Google verified paused. Now, if you go back to that sponsored section up top and it says get phone number, right where you click that button for MJK improvements, so whenever they call from this section.
Wait a minute. You're talking too fast again. Go where?
So from that local maps, you just scroll back up a little bit to the sponsored section, right? Back to the Google verified companies.
Yeah. We got a terrible connection. I'm not really hearing you very well. Do I click on Forte or do I just leave it alone?
No, you can leave it alone for now. You're going to, from Forte, you're going to scroll up. To the top of your Google search page.
Alright.
Okay. Now right here where you see MJK improvements, is that the company you see up top?
I see one, yeah, I see an MJK improvements. That's right below No Limits.
Yes. Okay. So this click to call button right here, this is a unique tracking number. Now when a customer is paired with your business.
Alright, hold on. Uh-huh. Please hold on. I see these two. Now, beside MJK, I see get phone number. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me click on that. Then it gives me a UPC code there, scan to call.
That's right. So the customer is going to have two options. They're either going to call you directly or they're going to be paired through Google. Now, when they're calling you, that's when they hear you're now being routed to a Google verified contractor. That is the unique tracking number that we talked about for call tracking that helps you with your results and pair you with your customers and get you the information you need, right? Now, it also provides an in-phone directory. So when customers are calling you, after they hear you're now being routed to the contractor, they're going to hear, thank you for calling MJK Improvements. Press 1 for new customer. Press 2 for existing. Press 3 if you have an appointment. You know, so on and so forth. Those are fully customizable, but that's the example. So that's some of the features of that call tracking, right?
Why would some of these contractors be pausing Google Verified?
Well, it just depends on how big the contractor is himself. So remember, these leads are going to convert at a higher rate. So if you are receiving leads and you receive, say, you know, 4 phone calls in a week, and you follow up and you end up closing down 3 of them and you're 1 crew or maybe even 2 crews, at that point, you probably want to pause your leads so that way you can finish up the jobs you have turn over your money and then resume. Yeah. I mean, really, well, you know, it's, so it really just depends on now, if you have a lot of crews and, you know, you have a budget of, you know, $5,000 or $10,000, well, those companies usually don't pause them because they're just going to continue filling out their schedules.
Right. All right. Now here's something else. What would my average cost be with your company? My average monthly cost, if we go by this schedule that you gave me in the beginning.
Great question. Okay. So based on, and let me pull it back up in front of me because I'm on another page. Okay, so now the monthly reoccurring rate, that one's never going to change on you, okay? That one's always going to stay at 249. Now, with your budget, I want you to understand, that's going to be used only when you receive the qualified lead. So in other words, that budget is going to be managed how you see fit. You're going to be able to pause and resume. Now, for the 13 leads, let me see. We were at, was 115. I know we went to 111. Let me pull up that 111 price mark. Now, let me ask you a question to get a better price. Now, how many crews do you have going right now?
Right now, two.
Two crews. Okay. So more or less, I mean, the 13 lead budget to start off with is going to be good for you. Now, obviously you can increase it if you'd like, right? But I feel like that's going to be comfortable for, two crews.
All right,
to start
off with. Where'd you get 13?
Because remember, 13 leads, that's that minimum budget that Google asked for. For at least 13.
I'm talking too fast again. You said 13? Okay.
Yeah, so Google asks for at least 13 leads, a budget for a new business is coming on. So that's the minimum budget that you can hold.
1,300.
Now, no, 13 leads. So the leads are at $111. So for 13 leads, that would put the budget at $1,443. That's
$1,443.
Right. Okay. Now,
so they're expecting me. They're expecting me to put that much money in their bank account.
So it's not a monthly reoccurring rate and it doesn't go into their bank account. Where it goes is your Google business profile. And it sits on that, where that unique tracking number is. So that way, whenever you activate and you go in and you just push start to receive those exclusive leads, it has somewhere to deduct from. Okay.
Right.
So. Yeah. So now once you use about 7 of those leads, you'll be notified and that your budget is running low because you've used a little bit more than half. At that point is when you would re-up. So just depending if you're going to use half in 6 weeks or 4 weeks or 8 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Conversion rates and how many crews you got going and how long they're going to be working. So based on that in itself, I mean, the average amount, I mean, it's going to be that 1443 and it's just depending on how many you're going through, right? Now at the 249, remember, you're going to have business generated from there as well, from your social medias, from your other directories, as well as from that first page listing on the local map section, because that ranking is going to be working for you as well. So whenever you have it paused, you're still receiving those calls. I mean, basically that budget that's there is either a fail safe or I'm going to make sure I'm working 40 hours a week every week from here on out type of deal, right?
So Google and you guys are determined, I guess might be a good word, that I'm going to get between 3 and 4 bona fide solid leads a week.
Yes, sir.
If my math is correct.
That's right. Your math is mathing.
Okay. Good. Yeah, we can handle that. We can handle that. That's good. So, and you told me, you seem to think that because these are Google verified leads that we could close as many as 92%.
That's right.
That's going to be amazing if that's true. That's going to be
I know it, right? And I know when you hear it right, it's like, okay. But when you start with these customers and the program starts, you're going to see why the top companies are running. It's working, right? It definitely works for them. We're able to convert at a higher rate, especially than any other lead service that's out there. I mean, those are just facts because of the type of customers that we're going into. And not only that, you're not competing with the next guy because a lead comes only to you. It's not shared with four or five different businesses. And now you got to sit around and wait for those other guys to come out and give an estimate. So this customer can just pick the cheapest one. I mean, that's not really how it works here. These customers, they know that they're getting one business that they're being paired with, and that business is qualified. And that's why they were shopping in the verified network in the first place.
All right. Hold on. I'm writing all this down. So you're saying that the leads that I get from Google Verified are not going to be given to, say, for example, Fletcher?
That's correct. They are exclusive leads.
Now,
that's
the
main benefits of the program.
I can't remember who it was. I can't remember what I think it might have been Angie. I'm not sure. But I put in kind of a fake request for decks, you know, for somebody to build my deck. And I almost immediately got texts and phone calls from all kinds of people. I don't know if Fletcher was one of them, but I got calls and texts from all kinds of people, and they were bang, 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 bang. And then, I think I might have gotten six or eight of them within an hour. And then the next day I even got one. So I evidently didn't use Google Verified, because you're saying that Google Verified, if it's Fletcher whose ad they click on, or if it's Virginia Decking, or if it's the John Blow deck company, them and them only are going to get, that's terrible grammar, sorry, but they and they only are going to get that lead, right? Not a whole bunch of people.
That's absolutely correct. That is the main benefit of Google Verified, the exclusivity of the leads, that they do only go to one company. And it doesn't get shared with anybody else. I don't even have access to that phone number, to be honest with you. I mean, you guys get – those calls are directly routed to you guys. So even if you were to call me and say, hey, Dave, you know what? How about we just do – you send me 15 phone numbers and I'll give you $150 a month. It wouldn't work. I mean, I don't even have access to that stuff, right? I mean, those customers are directly routed right to these businesses from Google. So.
Well, that sounds mighty good, because I thought I was going to be competing with every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That is the main benefit of this program, is the exclusivity, and that's what really helps with the conversion rates, because the customers, they're not waiting for three or four other companies to come out. They know they have a good company. That's why they were shopping and verified, and once they, you know, they meet you, they get your pricing, the conversion rates are a lot higher. And it's for the same exclusivity package.
What is it I need to do to get verified again?
So that's going to be the application. Yeah, so Virginia State
license
is required.
Wait a minute, what?
Virginia State license is required.
Yeah, I got it.
Yep, and then right now there's currently no insurance requirement, but it is going to be updated to $250,000 in general liability by the end of the year.
I got $2 million.
Okay. Well, then perfect. You wouldn't have to worry about that. The other thing that they're going to do is, remember, they'll have either Evident or Pinkerton. I know we had that conversation about Pinkerton, but they'll do the background check. No felonies in the past 7 years. You'll supply either a valid driver's license, state ID, or United States passport, and they'll do the vetting process. Once the vetting process is complete, typically about 72 hours go by, and then
What are they vetting for? Make sure I don't come out of Afghanistan or something?
Yeah, well, they're just definitely making sure that the business that they're partnering with is, you know, reputable and 100%. I mean, across the board, they're going to check every team dot the I's, right? So they'll verify the license.
Got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau.
Sure. I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that you're going to be accepted. I mean, there's really no doubt in my mind you'd be accepted. You're already showing it's pre-qualified. I see the check mark right here, right?
Yeah.
The only thing is we do just got to go through the formal process of submitting the information.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. All right. Now, let's see what else there is here. We never did get to an average monthly cost. You were talking pretty fast, but what do you think my average monthly cost is going to be? And let's assume I utilize all 13 leads a month or get all 13 leads a month. So okay. In that case, then what am I going to spend?
Okay. So for all 13 leads, the budget would be spent at $1,443, right? So that would deplete that budget there. And then you'd have your $249, which is the reoccurring rate. So that's, and the 249 never changes on you. So you don't have to worry about that. The only thing that's going to change the average of what you're spending is how many leads you're using off of that budget, right? So if you use everything all together, that's $1,692.
$1,692, and that's per month on average. Okay. Up here at the very tip top, we're looking at $125 to get this whole thing started.
Yeah, to get everything started today, what you'd be looking at is your application fee. That's the $125. Now, you need your first month service. That's the $249. You'd be looking at $374.
And that $249 is to,
that's the website, the social media, the Alexa, the Siri, the Yelp, the Bing, Apple Maps.
Right. So we're looking for a total of
$374.
Well, that's very reasonable. I don't have a problem with that. The only thing is I don't have my debit card yet, and I'm daggone if I'm going to let you into my bank. I'm in the process of getting a virtual debit card through a company called privacy.com. Gives me a variety of protections. One of the things that is pretty cool about that company is that you can do a one-time charge. Have you ever had it happen to you where you've used your credit card or debit card for, you're buying something, right? And the next thing you know, you're on their subscription and you don't even know how that happened.
Didn't even know about it? Yeah, that actually just happened to me yesterday. I said, I got a charge from a car wash. And it said monthly subscription, and I said, they signed me up for the subscription? It was $54.
Oh, yeah, they'll do it without your permission or your knowledge, and it's illegal. But they get away with it, except if you're using one of these cards, and it's a one-time use only. So it stops that in its tracks. It's cool. Nice. Go to privacy.com. Hook it up to your bank or to your credit card or to your debit card, and you can apply for one-time use.
.com, for sure.
Yep. They have a whole lot of other good features too. It's quite a company. You don't get a physical card in the mail. You just get a digital card.
The digital card. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can turn it on.
Do you know if it's like a Visa, MasterCard, or what type of?
Right. Yeah, Visa, MasterCard. Yep, you betcha.
Nice. There you go. Yep. Yeah, they're accepted everywhere.
Yep. So at any rate, I'm pretty much satisfied with what you're wanting to do here. It should, if this doesn't pay off, I don't know what will. You know. So
exactly.
I'm good. I'm good to go. I just need to get this debit card here. And when I do, in fact, let me just check here to make sure. I may have already issued it to me. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got your phone number. So I will give you a call when that thing is active, and we'll go ahead and get this thing started, because I need to get it started. All right?
Okay.
I can call you at 877-635-6225, extension 4574.
That's right, Mr. Mike. Definitely been a pleasure.
Got you on speed dial.
That's a good thing.
All right. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Absolutely,
man.
Mike. For sure. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.